You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Thus Owls isn't a band that writes conventional pop songs.
We don't know how to write conventional pop songs. partly true, yeah.
Simon Angel, guitarist for Thus Owls.
Because we come from an improv experimental background, that will just kind of inherently come into our music.
Thus Owls' first couple of albums were squarely in the avant-rock camp. They were complicated art songs dressed as pop with the beautifully extravagant vocals of Etika Angel. Simon Angel is tall, with shaggy brown hair and a beard, and wearing a red cowboy shirt. He was in the Canadian band named Patrick Watson when he heard Etika with a Swedish group called Lonely Deer.
And she just happened to be soundchecking her voice. When you're soundchecking, you kind of do your thing, you know, you do whatever it is. She wasn't singing necessarily the Lonely Deer tunes or anything. So right away, it wasn't even about being front person or anything. It was just like, that's an amazing voice. I gotta play some music with her.
They began recording together as Thus Owls and, 2 years later, got married. With flaming red hair and a gap-toothed smile, Etika Angel looks like she should have freckles and live on an American farm. She doesn't have freckles, but she did grow up on a farm on Orust, an island off Sweden's west coast. It was a rustic place, to say the least.
We did have electricity, but when I came home from the hospital when I was born, there was no water running yet, so they had to fix that.
That was in 1977. Despite the lack of modern conveniences, it was an idyllic place to grow up. But on this island were many secrets, and Etika discovered them talking to her grandmother.
It's based on lives that happened in a house where I come from, a house that's been in my family for 5 generations. So my grandma has filled me in on all the life history that have happened there throughout the years.
The title of their new album, Turning Rocks, comes from the idea that there are things hidden underneath.
Yeah, it's part of this song. There's a line that refers to that, but maybe also used as a metaphor for opening doors to see what's behind them and see how that newness that you find there affects you as a person, if you change or if you don't. And, you know, sometimes doors open by themselves too. It's not only you choosing to open them.
Etika Angel's grandmother told her stories from across generations about the people who had lived in her house and on the island. Hearing songs like Wind Full of Screams, not all of it was pleasant. Wind Full of Screams it's about a rape, isn't it?
Not really.
No?
It's not that bad.
Wow.
But it's like, but violence for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Etika Angel has been singing since she was a child on Roost Island.
I remember starting singing when I was 4 years old. I guess Nina Hagen was my only idol back then. Had a vinyl which was extremely scary, the outside of it. So I had to look at it all the time, where she has like super red hair and crazy eyes, and there was dogs barking on the tracks.
Nina Hagen's raw sound was apparently modulated by another influence, ABBA.
Well, you're kind of tortured with ABBA when you're from Sweden. I mean, they're beautiful songs and it's amazing music, but we sing them in choir since we're like kids, so it lives with us our whole life.
Throw in avant-garde artists like Meredith Monk and you've got some of the ingredients to Etika Angel's sound. Churning Rocks is the most accessible Thus Owls album to date, and a lot of that has to do with the sound, namely Simon Angel's psychedelic electric guitar and vintage keyboards like the Farfisa organ and Wurlitzer piano. It was a signature sound of 60s garage rock, but they cite other influences.
Maybe about a year ago, when we were starting the sort of whole composition process for the record, I know both me and Erika, the stuff we were listening to just involved a lot of old organ sounds, and it just caught our ears right away. And it was really funny, I listened to a bunch of like Japanese surf guitar music, and what caught my ear from it first was actually the organ backing.
And there was Alice Coltrane, I think.
Yeah, the Alice Coltrane record.
That sound drives songs like Ropes. Thus Owls make a turbulent music that's also affirming, like the sound of survival. Even when they tackle darker themes, as they do on Bloody War, there's an exuberance to their music.
It's a story about someone that, after an operation, something was destroyed. And then, like the whole time I knew that person, it was a slow downhill and very long and sad, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, and if you read the lyrics, it's very, very tragic and very sad. But your arrangement, your approach to the song is kind of happy.
Mm-hmm. Everything that I like about music is when it carries both things, when it has the darkness and the light there, because it's all present at the same time. And I like having all those things present. It's how my life works, and it's how I am as a person, so it will always either in my music too.
The latest album from Thus Owls is Churning Rocks on Secret City Records. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.